This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Spent a lot of time talking first hour about what happened with the Mavericks and the Warriors last night. Luka held to 20. Warriors blow out the Mavs. We shouldn't be surprised that Golden State won this game. Since the start of the 2014 playoffs, the Warriors are 22-2 in game ones. No other team has won more than 10 game ones during that span. The Warriors' winning percentage is over 90% in game ones, best among any team to play at least seven game ones since 2014.
Stat of the day.
Maybe small.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
One thing to have small hands, but slow hands, too. That's not a good combination.
Where?
Bloop, bloop. Just saying, Marv. Just saying.
I was looking for something for our show.
Like, isn't that for the show?
Touche.
Thank you.
Never make excuses.
By the way, new T-shirts, including a couple of Marvin specials at danpatrick.com. Our stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, we talked about Celtics Heat. That's game two coming up tonight. Lightning, Panthers, Blues, Avalanche. You had two great hockey games last night. Carolina beating the Rangers in overtime. Calgary over the Oilers 9-6. Poll question from hour one. Is it going to stay in hour two?
I got two updates for you, Dan.
Okay.
All right. Which would be a better story / better for golf?
Okay.
Tiger winning the PGA or John Daly winning PGA? Right now, 59% of the audience have Tiger winning.
Okay.
And then I have, are you right now, 50% of our audience is Team Dion. 40% Team Saban, Team Jimbo, 10%?
Okay.
Dang.
Yeah. We'll talk to Pat Forty of Sports Illustrated. The name, image, and likeness smack talk going on between Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher and Deion Sanders involved in this as well. We just got a polite decline from Deion in Jackson State, but that's nice. It was polite.
And it was "at this time" was how the sentence ended.
Okay.
So it's not like
they'll
ever call again or anything.
Fritzy did reach out to Coach Saban last night, but that was a polite decline as well from Alabama. We have not heard from Texas A&M and Jimbo Fisher.
They were looking into it.
Looking into
it. No, they did respond. We just don't know.
I appreciate that. By the way, Peacock is our streaming partner. We say good morning to those watching. Peacock, the exclusive streaming home of Yellowstone. Head to the ranch and stream all four seasons of the record-breaking hit series. Go to PeacockTV.com and sign up now. Phone calls are welcome. By the way, John Daly is able to use a golf cart at the PGA Championship. The PGA of America granted John Daly, who has osteoarthritis in his right knee, he gets to use a golf cart under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Remember when Casey Martin, that there was a petition for Casey, and Casey was going to lose his leg? He wanted to play, I think, in the U.S. Open, and they wouldn't allow him to use a golf cart. Yes, Pauline.
Yeah, he was the last golfer to receive that exemption in 2012. Daly first got the exemption, I think, at Kiowa in 2019 by the PGA because of his, under the American Disabilities Act. Daly applied for it at the U.S. Open and was denied a couple years ago.
Okay. He still has a caddy.
Yes.
But John was out early today. I think he was first to tee off, and he's, I think, at 2 under.
Does the caddy have to walk?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if he is allowed to be in the cart, and does that give him an unfair advantage over other caddies? I'm going to guess if Tiger wanted a golf cart, he could get a golf cart. He probably doesn't want to send that message. Like, Tiger would rather say, oh, yeah, I nearly lost my leg. Oh, I nearly died. Oh, I'm walking. Not, yeah, I need a golf cart. Yes, Todd.
Do the other golfers really give a hoot if John Daly uses a cart or not?
Oh, Hooters.
Oh, wow.
Was that a stretch?
After calling out Dan last hour?
That's bad.
I didn't self-bloop myself. I didn't give myself any points there. I just thought I'd work at a little Hooters thing there.
Yeah. How about self-mute, not self-mute? Yeah, okay. Yes, Paulie.
I'm looking at a couple stories that say Tiger would not be in line for that type of exemption because it's an injury, not a problem like a debilitation.
But he's got a bad back. He's got arthritis. I mean, if he really wanted to, he cannot. There's no way that he doesn't have arthritis. There's just no way. With that body, with those surgeries, and with his back, with his knees. But I don't know if Tiger wants that message sent. You know, he's Tiger. I don't need a golf cart. John Daly, John needs one. You know, with the arthritis, his weight, he's one under right now. We'll keep an eye on that story, that developing story. But it's weird seeing John Daly go down the fairway in a golf cart. I wonder if he's got a cooler in there. Do they let you have a golf cart with a cooler, an ashtray, maybe radio? Like, now you get these golf carts that are all tricked out. When you play around with guys who have their own golf cart, they got the music blaring. You got coolers in there. I mean, they're pretty tricked out. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Say good morning to those listening on Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio, nearly 400 cities, the most listened to sports talk show in America. Yes, Paulie?
I'm looking at John Daly's cart from past events. He's definitely got cigarettes and a lighter. I guarantee he's got those in the cart because I can't find a picture without him.
So we'll talk to Pat 40 coming. Well, John's always got some heaters there. Yes, Todd.
How often do you need to rotate the tires on a John Daly golf cart? How does that work exactly? As someone as slim as I am, I think.
Wow. Like, what did we do?
It's not nice.
Wow.
He's actually been very good to us. He's come on the show. He always responds very quickly when I...
He's diagnosed with arthritis.
Yeah, it's not...
Dang, Todd.
There's some kind of weight joke about the tires.
Yeah, but...
What's wrong? I apologize. No, I don't. I apologize a little bit.
Yeah, but every Masters, you always go, hey, reached out to John Daly.
I love John Daly.
Okay.
He does the celebrity of bracket challenge
yes.
and all that stuff. And I made a fat joke about, like, the tires rotating on his golf
cart.
And
it's affliction. The next time you reach out next year, next April... When you say, hey, John Daly's in for the Celebrity Bracket Challenge, March Madness, did you tell him that you thought that he was fat?
I'd probably leave that out. You're right. I'd leave that out of the request.
Yes, he.
Didn't we just have on somebody who told a story about how upset John Daly got
yes.
about weight jokes?
Brad Faxon.
It was like literally yesterday.
Yeah, Brad Faxon.
Yeah, he's very sensitive to that.
Yeah.
That was wrong. It was out of place. It was unnecessary. Especially coming from me, because I could drop easily 30 and...
you know, maybe I would allow it because your condition.
Like condition?
Yeah. I don't know what lack of condition. But yeah, you should be able to, hey, I can say that because
exactly.
I'm overweight. By the way, is that a extra large you got on?
It is.
Because that's not fair to that extra
it's
large.
It's not. It was one of the shirt kind of moaned a little bit as I put it on. It's like, try 2XL. It's like, who said that?
Yeah. The Dan Patrick Show logo is getting smaller and smaller
okay.
on your body.
Need your point. All right, give me a point.
I thought it was body paint.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a little snug.
Yeah. The Sports Illustrated swimsuit models, when they have the painted on bathing suit.
I'm going to blame the washer and dryer. Not that I do the laundry, but I think we got to change the detergent. It's shrinking.
I think you blame the dryer.
The dryer. Yeah,
yeah, don't
the
lump in the washer. Like, it's just the
I think
dryer.
It's both their fault. But yeah, 2XL wouldn't be a bad idea.
It's or like guilty by association with those two, washer yeah. and dryer.
I know. They're always brought in together. Yes, Todd.
Yeah, it's not. I tried stretching it out this morning and I wasn't going to wear it. I'm like, you know what? This is my body type right now. I'm just putting it on.
Okay.
I'm going to roll with this.
No. I mean, I like the shirt. I like that you're flying the colors there.
Yeah, but when you're like kind of tugging it and pushing it and stretching it, that's your body saying either a different shirt or a treadmill. You got to make a decision.
The Heat are 3.5-point favorites tonight over the Celtics. Miami's won their last 10 home games here. You can do over-under. Jimmy Butler over-under 26.5 after he had 41. Or Tyler Hero, over under 15.5, and I think he had 18 last game. I still maintain if Tyler Hero gets 20 or more, averages 20 or more, then Miami, I think, will win this. But I think he's that important. Jimmy Butler, over under 26.5. I'm going to guess he comes back to earth. I think Luka and Steph Curry, the over under was 35. Somewhere around there, and they were both, I think they both had 20 last night. Or Steph had 21. But, you know, they didn't need him to get a big number there. All right, let's see. Anything else that we need to mention here, Paulie?
That's it. I'm glad we, let's put it this way. I'm glad we got the John Daly poll question in now.
Because he's going to fade on the leaderboard?
He's too off the lead.
Okay.
All right.
It's early.
All right.
That's called timing.
The PGA Tour has been a hot topic of conversation these last couple of months. A lot of it has to do with off the golf course. The PGA Championship starts today. Phil Mickelson defending champ not there. Plenty of storylines. Tiger's second appearance on tour this year. 6 weeks removed from making the cut at Augusta. The swing speed is improved tremendously. Jordan Spieth, 28-year-old, won at Hilton Head, finished second at the Byron Nelson. All right. I don't know if we have a real storyline. Tiger's always going to be interesting there. But Scottie Scheffler is the favorite, but Scottie Scheffler is not going to move the needle. Like, when you think about these players, when you tune in, okay, I'm going to watch because if you play great golf, you know, and it's a major, you're going to watch. But like, who makes you go, wow? Like that, I got to watch that guy. Bryson DeChambeau is the Gronk of the PGA Tour. He's going to make you watch. He's entertaining. He's got a personality. He'll say things. He's controversial. Brooks Koepka is always good in majors, but not that interesting. Rory, we keep waiting. Spieth. I guess, very popular. Justin Thomas, really good player. John Rahm. Like, there's a lot of really good players, great players. But that tune-in factor, everybody wants that. Every league wants that. Who are you tuning in to watch? And, you know, since they're individual contractors, it's not like you're watching a team. Ryder Cup, hey, it's us against them. But with this, are you tuning in? I will, because I love this sport. But that's where you still look at Tiger and Phil. Those are the two guys. And Phil, if he was in this year's event, would be the guy that people would want to watch. Now you have Tiger in there as well. Imagine if you paired Tiger and Phil and Scottie Scheffler. All right, now you got a must-see, you know, grouping there, must-see TV. But this is what the PGA Tour, I think, struggles with. You know, NASCAR is still looking for personalities. Those guys have to do interviews. You know, we've reached out before to golfers, Dustin Johnson, after he won. And then they're like, no, he's not doing interviews. Like, he should grow the sport. It's really important. Tiger wasn't a good interview, but he was available after the rounds, had things to say. Phil, but I think that's where you're, these sports. You know, we bring up Mike Trout. Mike Trout would join us and be a pleasant interview, but I think the last time we had him on was a couple of years ago. And, you know, that's who his personality is. And even, when's the last time you said, wow, did you watch Mike Trout? Great player. But you're going to watch Shohei Ohtani. You're going to watch some of these other players than you will Mike Trout. Now, he might still be the best player in the game, but that's what you're hoping for. Like you get, that's why Shohei Ohtani is so valuable. You know, that's when there's the most valuable in a league or a sport, but then there's a different value. Like Jordan and LeBron and Kobe, Steph, like that value is not just to your team and it's to the sport. It's global. And Shohei Ohtani is the most valuable player in baseball because he's must-see TV, hitting, pitching, but he's also global. And how many sports do you get that? How many players do you get that can provide that? And Scottie Scheffler may win again, and it would be a remarkable run here. Xander Schauffele could win. But trying to get that, what does that guy do that's different? You know, DeChambeau hits it farther than anybody else. He looks different. Like, okay, I'm interested in that. But when somebody says, man, that guy's got great hands around the green, you're like, okay. Like you just, yeah, all right. What's he do really well? Hey, you're a great chipper. What else he do? You know, he keeps a calm demeanor. Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I heard the breakdown of Scottie Scheffler. Like, you know, he shows no emotion whether he's winning or losing. Like, fantastic. Sign me up for 8 hours.
Yeah. We need emotion. You need passion. You need to have that, oh, my God, the shot making where somebody does something, you go, I can't do that. That's why we tune into sports. When you watch people do things that you can't do, and there is a fascination. And with golf, you know, you're just, it feels like everybody hits at 300 yards now. Okay, does anybody win consistently? And that's where we miss Tiger or Phil, those players who go on a run, and you go, that's different. All right, we'll take a break. Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated on name, image, and likeness. The smack talk that took place yesterday. Nick Saban got it started. You know, you got a home game, Birmingham businessman, and you start to go a little squirrely there. And next thing you know, you're calling out Jimbo Fisher at A&M. You're calling out Deion Sanders. We'll talk to Forty about this. Your phone calls are welcome as well. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Fritzy says you can hear it in my voice.
M-Drive.
Yeah, energy. Right here. Just because I get older doesn't mean I have to slow down.
I mean, you don't have to show off like doing jumping jacks in the parking lot at 6 in the morning. That's not necessary. Make us all feel bad.
I take M-Drive everyday supplements for driven guys. Clinically tested ingredients. M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels. Boosts energy. Helps you feel your best every single day. You're not ready to slow down? Then M-Drive has a supplement for you. You can find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. And also, mdrivedan.com. Try it risk-free. Free shipping. If you don't feel more energized after 60 days, you'll get your money back guaranteed. We get older, but it doesn't have to be a bummer. Still look and feel and perform your best with M-Drive. That's why I take M-Drive every morning. I add my fruit smoothie, put the scoop of M-Drive in it, and I'm good to go. I'll be going all day long. MDriveDan.com. More strength, energy, T-support. Fuel your daily drive. Don't let age or Todd beat you. Visit MDriveDan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. MBUSA.com. We were just talking during the break. I don't know why Nick Saban would open this up. I know that it was a home game in Birmingham with local businessmen, and you know, they're going to react to you. They're going to be on your side. And, you know, it felt like an oh, woe is me. How are we going to compete here? And he talked about he wanted parity. Well, this is a good way to get parity if you let people, these other schools and boosters, pay money to these players. Now you're seeing tweets from former players talking about how players got paid, what they got paid. We're just opening the door here. I mean, they've been paid. It's just, how did you pay them? How did you get around the NCAA? When the NCAA actually used to be the NCAA. Now, this is a loophole that Texas A&M took advantage of. I don't know what you do to close it. That's why we bring in Pat Forte. Covers the sport for Sports Illustrated. Let me play the Nick Saban clip, the first one here, Pat, and then I'll get your reaction to it.
We were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
What does he mean? What's the message he wants out there?
Well, I think two things. The operative phrase is there. We were second. Nick Saban doesn't like being second. He was beaten in recruiting. That's what this basically boils down to. I think it's more that than a matter of principle here. He's a competitive guy and saw somebody take advantage of the new landscape to his own detriment. Now, what is the second part of the equation there? And he's a smart, calculating guy. Might be a message to the Alabama boosters. Hey,
I know.
We got to step it up here. You know, our NIL efforts are lacking compared to others. And I think Alabama has been a little more slow into that space, perhaps thinking we don't need to. We're Alabama. We're still going to get guys. But when you finish second in recruiting and you're Nick Saban, it takes on a greater sense of urgency.
Is Nick Saban saying that they have never paid a player to go to Alabama? Like, I want SEC Media Day to be lie detector test. Everybody sits down. Let's just talk about your recruiting. How do you think these coaches would do?
SEC spring meetings start in, I think, 12 days. And one of the first items of business is a football coaches meeting. So I'd love to be in there to see Jimbo and Nick hash that one out. I think we all know the underground economy was humming along for decades. Players were getting paid. We just didn't know who and how much. Now we have a better idea of what the compensation levels are like above board. And yeah, if you had the best recruiting classes forever, it stands to reason that those players were getting paid. Now, Alabama obviously has the ultimate recruiting incentive, which is the best pipeline to the NFL. But that's not all. I mean, let's be realistic about where players were going and why they were making some school choices.
But also, if I'm a player coming out of college and Alabama recruits me, chances are I won't start right away. And I could go someplace else, get name, image, and likeness money. Let's say I go to Miami or Pittsburgh or A&M, throw out any of these schools. I could go get paid, play for 2 years, put myself back on the market. And then maybe nobody has a better transfer portal results than Alabama does. I mean, they got three players, I think, this year that'll play in the NFL through transfer portal. So there, I could do that and then get paid when I get there if I'm believing what Nick Saban is saying, we don't entice you out of high school.
Sure. I mean, you could certainly play the system that way. There's no doubt about it that you can get paid on the front end. And then if Alabama is going to continue to do things this way of, well, when you become a starter, you become a star, then you'll start to see the benefits. Yeah, you can get it both ways. You could get it somewhere else that's going to pay you to come in to sign a letter of intent and show up. And then you could transfer to Alabama if you're good enough and get paid there and then have that pipeline to the NFL. So, sure. Yeah, I mean, we're seeing players that are working the system. I'm impressed, really, by some of the ways players who now are having agents are exploiting what the system is now allowing them to get.
If you're Jimbo Fisher, what's your reaction today?
Well, it's interesting because he's already reacted a couple of times since people started taking shots at their number one recruiting class. And, you know, one of the things was, you know, have you been to our campus? Have you been to a game here? Have you gotten seen the education and the 12th man in the Aggie Network? It's like, you know, College Station is 90 minutes from anywhere, surrounded by tumbleweeds, bathed in everything's beige. I don't know whether you're getting guys from Philadelphia and Scottsdale, Arizona that are in this class based on those things. So it's just funny to me that coaches, even now that they're allowed to say yes, we are offering incentives to these players. They can't bring themselves to say it. They're so accustomed to, no, they're coming here because we work hard and because we're going to develop them. It's just kind of funny. So we'll probably get another round of that from Jimbo here.
Yeah, if I'm a coach, I just go, yeah, we pay our players. We pay them really, really well. Come on in. We're open for business. Yes, Paulie.
A&M has called media availability with Coach Jimbo Fisher at 11 a.m. Eastern today.
Oh,
just came in.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, here is Nick Saban calling out Deion Sanders and Jackson State.
There are rules, just like Nate said. We have a rule right now that says you cannot use name, image, and likeness to entice a player to come to your school. Hell, read about it in the paper. I mean, Jackson State paid a guy $1 million last year that was a really good Division I player to come to a school. It was in the paper, and they bragged about it. Nobody did anything about it.
Okay. Why bring Deion into this? I thought they were buddies in the Affleck commercial.
Right, I know. The next photo or next commercial shoot's going to be a little tense. But I don't know. That's interesting. I do think there's an element of Nick Saban, like, I'm 70 years old and I can say whatever the heck I want. I think there's something to that. He's short on substance here. He's short on facts and figures. Are we sure that he was paid $1 million? I don't know. These are fairly bold statements. I think that was surely assumed in a lot of areas, But Nick Saban went there with a degree of specificity that that could have some blowback. As you said, Jimbo's going to talk here in, I guess, about a half hour. And Dion on Twitter has promised that he will address the lies by Coach Saban.
You lose the national championship to Georgia. You lose the recruiting class, you know, to Texas A&M. I mean, it's not the end of the world for Alabama. Nick wants parity. He said that he's hoping for parity. He's the reason why we haven't had parity in college football. How is he going to provide parity for college football?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, yes. The biggest reason we don't have parity today is because Nick Saban has dominated the sport for 13 years now, and they'll be number one to start this year. They should win it again this year. I think now the parity comments now start to make a little more sense to me in that I think he's thinking parity in terms of we're all offering things under the same guise, basically, of we can offer whatever we want, but not until you get to college. Parity, that sort of parity, I think, was as opposed to a recruiting parity where, hey, we're going to offer you $800,000 to sign right now, whereas this other school is not. I think that's what he wants, is more of an even application of what NIL is supposed to be. That's my guess, my interpretation of what he was saying there, because at the time it made no sense what he was talking about.
But also the enticement. We're talking to Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated. The enticement, I can entice you. I don't have to give you something up front, but you do know, wink, wink, if you go to Alabama, that we will take care of you. So it's semantics to me. Maybe it's not up front. Maybe it's not out, you know, on a billboard. But when you get here, we're going to take care of you. I mean, these are grown-ups who are embarrassing themselves with the way they act and what they say and how they say it. It feels like, you know, the players, the athletes are the grown-ups. They're like, all right, you guys created this. We're going to take advantage of it. We're going to outsmart you at your own game.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it is a very thin line between what's being offered up front and what you will inevitably get. I mean, Bryce Young had a podcast before he had started a game at Alabama. And Nick Saban said last summer before he had started a game that he was getting about seven figures.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like you can't get paid at Alabama if you go there. So I agree that what this basically, I think, boils down to, nobody can get their arms around exactly what NIL should be, supposed to be, what we want it to be. And if there's just going to be a lot of infighting and arguing about it until we come up with a solution. And frankly, I don't know what the solution is. I mean, the NCAA can't enforce its own rules. So if you're sitting around waiting for them to create a level playing field, good luck.
Can you create your own rules in your own conference? Let's say the SEC says, we have our own rules here. Or the Pac-12 or the Big Ten. Like, can you just kind of secede from the NCAA and say, we're going to govern our own league and this is what we're going to allow or not allow?
We're heading to that, no doubt. The NCAA Transformation Committee, which has been meeting for months, I think they have an August 1st deadline to produce their recommendations. And I think that's going to be one of the recommendations, is basically conferences can almost kind of govern themselves. And part of that will be, what are the rules? What's the rules compliance? Now, rules enforcement among conferences, well, they tried that before in the old days. Conferences tried to be their own rule enforcers. It didn't work. Nobody really wanted that in their best interests. The SEC does not want to have somebody turn in Alabama and say Alabama's cheating and then say, oh, we better go bust Alabama. They don't want that. I mean, so, you know, I don't think it'll be very effective, but I think it'll get some of the onus off of an ineffective NCAA and start handing things out to the individual leagues to do what they want.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Thank you, Pat. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure, Dan. Thank you.
That's Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated. Jimbo Fisher in less than 30 minutes. Does he mention Nick Saban by name? Yes, Paul.
He's doing it at Kyle Field down at A&M. They should get the yell leaders. They should get like the cheerleaders out there.
The 12th man out there.
Keep going.
Yeah, this is why you go to A&M, because of this and this and a few of those. Yes, Marv.
Does Texas A&M have the most tradition with the least amount of results?
Careful, I'm distancing myself from that.
That's a shot by Marv.
Let's go, Marv.
When I was young and Texas A&M would be on, and they would have the 12th man, and they'd have all the guys in their military uniforms,
yeah.
and they'd have all their chants and all that. I thought they were Ohio State, Bama, and I look up, and like an encyclopedia, this is how long ago it was, and it was like a national title in 1929 with Red Rover. Or
Red Rover. Red Grange. Or
tomato, tomato.
Bear Bryant used to be there. Yes, Paul.
I see what Marvin's saying. I've been to Kyle Field and A&M before, and there is a lot of tradition. There's a lot of energy. The results are not always there. They've had, you know, a bunch of 11-win seasons here and there, but it's like once a decade. They don't usually compete for the national title.
That's really what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Well, they better now. You know, if you're spending all that money, that's, you know, there's so many different side stories to this. Let's say a businessman pays somebody $1 million, and then that kid gets to school and he's not good. Then what happens? Like, you then not have a name, image, and likeness contract with him? Yes, Eden.
What happened to the, say, 2 years ago, the instead of $1 million, the $400,000 they gave the kid, and the kid didn't work out?
Well, they probably didn't have
investment. Sorry.
They didn't have a contract in place.
Yeah.
Now you can have a contract. You could say, all right, I got you under contract for the next 4 years. And these are the bonuses you get. You make all-conference. You make All-American. You win the Heisman.
These are all the risks of investment, right?
You're investing in these stocks.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. There's some crypto out there.
Ew.
Yes, Paulie.
Remember the scene in the movie Blue Chips? That's exactly that. Penny Hardaway's character was the guard, Butch McRae. He makes a deal where his mom gets a job and a house to go to Western University.
Mm.
Love Western, the Dolphins. Mm. And after a couple of months there in practice, he realizes he doesn't like the offense. He wants to transfer. And the coach calls the booster, and he comes back in the room and tells Penny Hardaway's character, you better be at practice tomorrow, because otherwise mom loses the job and house.
Oh.
That's a scene in the movie.
Mm. Did Tiger birdie another hole here? Is he 2 under, I think?
Yeah, Tiger's 2 under after 5.
It's over. He's winning.
Rory, 3 under.
It's over. He's winning. Looks like nice weather. Nice little breeze there. It's supposed to be pretty hot there in the afternoon. I've never played that course. But I don't know if I've been to Tulsa. But I hear great things about that course, but I have not been there. But that's held the PGA Championship, I think, more than any other course. Let's see. Todd in North Carolina. Hi, Todd. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I was just going to comment about something you talked about in the last segment, not to give Fritzy any more ammunition. But I don't know if you remember back in 2019, John Daly got an exemption from the PGA. It was at Kiawah that year to use a golf cart, and he ended up getting stuck in one of the sand afterwards, and a bunch of fans come out, and they like push him out, and you can see pictures on Google. He's sitting there smoking some heaters while they're trying to push him out, and maybe some guy brings him a martini or something. I don't know.
He's probably got a cooler on that cart, because he'll go through those diet sodas, man. He'll go through a ton in the course of a round. But and having played a round of golf with him, like, John would have those diet sodas. He'd have his heaters and his diet sodas. And he had a Arkansas Razorback logo on his golf ball. I remember seeing that. As I walked to his ball that was like 75 yards further than mine, and I went, oh, wow, nice drive, John. And I looked down at his Arkansas Razorback. You see his son has a Hooter deal, name, image, and likeness? His son is a golfer at, I think, Arkansas. He's got a name, image, and likeness deal with Hooters. What could go wrong? Let's take a break. We're back after this. Oh, forgot to mention this. Link Soul has this great contest going on. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. 13 years ago, Link Soul began their two-man golf tournaments. Now, we, of course, wear the Link Soul gear on this show, and you can order that, linksoul.com. But they have friends that get together, and it's grown into a series of events around the country. They also have one in Ireland. It's about socializing and shot making. Now, this is where you can get involved. Link Soul is giving away an all-expense-paid trip entry to the tournament for a Dan Patrick Show listener. listener and their guest, Link Soul's hometown event, Goat Hill Park in Oceanside, California. Love the course, love the vibe, love the people there. And it's Link Soul's hometown of Oceanside. Get some Link Soul gear and enjoy some golf and competition. To enter, get rules, visit linksoul.com/Dan Patrick and just put your email address and your name in, and that's it. Log on, enter today, a chance to really live the Link Soul vibe and see what these people are all about. linksoul.com/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. Let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever get your podcast from.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of general tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You can see their general tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Get some phone calls here. I got people calling in. They got John Daly stories. I just saw this. This is a tweet sent to Fritzy from somebody named James. A few of us here at work play a game that when Fritzy slurs his S's, that we talk like that to people for 2 hours. It's an 8-hour shift. We're now on the clock, LOL.
Very cute.
Yes, Seton.
So I've been communicating with James a little bit.
Oh.
And he said that they work at a retail store, so it's really fun when customers come in and they try not to laugh. He said he's going to try to get a video of them doing it, but I told him, don't get yourself in trouble, all right? It's funny, but it's not that funny.
Yeah, we don't want you to lose your job.
But if you could get the video without losing your job, that'd be great.
Well, you would lose your job.
Yeah, nice.
Anybody work in retail?
Does that mean selling clothes or any type of like over-the-counter job?
I guess over-the-counter job. Yeah, Marv.
I worked at Best Buy during the holiday season.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you know what you're talking about?
No, I was just a cashier. Hell no.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh,
I just rang the stuff up and they were like, oh, is this, you know, they would ask me something about the monitors or the computer.
Yeah.
I'm just ringing you up. I don't know anything about this.
Yes, Seton.
I'm reading here that, like, what types of businesses are considered retail?
Yeah.
Retail goods bought and sold through stores, kiosks, even mail, grocery, drug, department stores, and convenience stores would be considered retail jobs.
I worked at a clothing department in a mall once, and this was over Christmas break, and I had no idea what I was doing. Zero. But, you know, you have to sound like you know what you're talking about. That was the key. So you say, how does this look? Awesome. Seriously? Yes. Doesn't look like it's, is it too big? No, it looks good to me. I didn't want to say something negative, so I probably said too many positive things there. So maybe it was false advertising on my part. Yes, Seton.
I worked all throughout high school. I worked at a pharmacy or like a drugstore. Yep. It went well.
Yeah. Did you get paid in product? Yes, Paulie.
High school in Southside Chicago, I worked at the mall. There was a store called Back Racks. It was a men's clothing store. And I worked there at age 17. I always felt too young to be working there. But it was good dough, and you got, you know, half-price clothes. Mm. And at the food court, you could do all right at the food court, if you know what I mean.
Fritzy has some kind of play on words with John Daly's son, who has a name, image, and likeness deal with Hooters.
Well, if you have a name, image, and likeness deal and Hooters is behind it, it's probably name, image, and like this.
Like these. Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
Is that too blue? That's generic.
No, it's too bad.
Not
too
not
blue.
Funny.
It's
name, image, and likeness.
No, I got it. I know. But, you know, Paulie goes, why do you call on him? Well, he keeps sending me the same stuff. And he doesn't send it to you. But
I wonder why.
But I think that he sends it to you. That's why I'm like, oh, okay. Remember, you got to send it to Paul.
I should have said that one. Yeah. But that was pretty tame. But I should have included him on that.
Yeah. Name, image, and like these.
Name, image, and like these.
There you go.
Remember when my wife turned off cable? The kids were going back to school. And she said, you know, I want them to get ready to go to school.
2009, I think.
So we're going to turn off the TV. And I said, hon, I need to watch things on TV. And she goes, well, maybe you could go someplace and watch it. And one Saturday morning, I took my four kids to Hooters. And we were watching a noon college football game. And we watched for like an hour and a half or something. And my son, that's the first time he probably noticed the color orange and how impressed he was with it. And I remember we all piled it back in the car, and I said, whatever you do, don't tell mom that we went to Hooters. Well, we walk in the door, and the youngest one, says, we're not supposed to tell you we went to Hooters.
That's a double red eye.
I know. And I go, Molly, what are you doing? She goes, I didn't tell her. I said, we're not supposed to tell her. Oh, yes. Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
The Home Depot orange doesn't quite hit the same way.
No, it doesn't.
Nah.
No. You know, I just remember my son was looking at the menu and he looked up and all of a sudden he couldn't stop staring. And I said, you know, you got to order, son. And he had a difficult time ordering first time there at Hooters. They were not supposed to tell you went to Hooters. Bob in Louisiana. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind today?
6'195". Yeah, I got a story about John Daly. I work at a casino in Louisiana.
Oh, boy.
It was about 10 years ago, and he stayed up all night gambling. And about 7 o'clock in the morning, he told us we needed to call his pilot for his private jet because he had a tee time around 9:30, 10 o'clock at the Byron Nelson.
Oh, boy.
So we finally got him out. And I think that day he shot like 4 under or so at the Byron Nelson after staying up all night drinking.
Well, thank you, Bob. I'm sure there are a few of those stories with John Daly. John Daly's one of those guys that when you look at him, you go, there's no way he can swing a golf club like that. And then when you are around him and you watch him swing, it is effortless. And his hands, John should have had a few more majors in his career. He did win the PGA Championship. But the talent-wise... And I think Tiger even said this, acknowledged this to me many years ago, that John has as much talent as anybody who's ever played. He really does. It's just there are a lot of other things that factored in with, you know, John's lack of progress. And, you know, generous guy, fun guy. But, you know, after a while, they're laughing with you and then they're laughing at you. But, you know, I'm glad that John's playing and, you know, his son's playing in college. So, and he's a good guy. He's been very generous to us on this show, always available, and always invites us down to Augusta when he had his RV there selling his gear. But he's 2 under after 9 holes. I mean, that's a great story. Great story if he makes the cut. All right, update the poll results, Seton, if you can, before we head into the final hour of this Thursday program.
Yeah, Dan, we got a couple of them running right now.
Are you guys having a problem with what Paulie said was a frou-frou menu tomorrow for Meat Friday?
Not a problem. I think it's a great menu.
But you said that this wasn't on brand for us.
I was surprised by it. I'm curious to know who came up with it. I don't know.
Roasted leg of lamb, oysters Rockefeller, watermelon, and arugula salad.
That sounds like if you're having guests over and you wanted to impress someone, which is great.
What is oysters Rockefeller?
It's got like bacon and stuff on it, doesn't it?
Oh, it does?
Something
spinach,
like that?
Bacon.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just do the oysters. Just straight up.
Straight up.
Straight up. Seton, what do you have for a little horseradish in there, too? Yes.
Oysters Rockefeller consists of oysters on the half shell that have been topped with a rich sauce of butter, parsley, and other green herbs and breadcrumbs.
Oh, that's right.
Then the baked and broiled. That's what it is.
Okay.
Lemon wedge, typical garnish.
Yeah.
Back to you.
I had some Kumamoto's last night.
Baller.
The best. Kumamoto's. If you don't know anything about oysters, someplace has oysters, ask if they have the Kumamoto's. You can thank me later. 2 hours in the books. We only have one more to go. What dumb things will Fritzy say in the final hour?
That's mean.
One more item. We close out hour two. Rogue ST Fairway Woods from Callaway. They've done it again. Not just their longest fairway woods ever. They're 10 yards longer. The game-changing technology gets thrown around a lot in the golfing community, but 10 extra yards, that's game-changing distance. And they have the Jailbreak ST. It's an AI design, so artificial intelligence. They have a bat wing technology. Look, there's all of this stuff here, and it's way above my pay grade. All I know is the design pushes the weight to the perimeter of the club head, so the face stiffens, gives you an insane combination of speed and stability. That's all I know. I just say, I'm hitting it farther. The Rogue ST models, there's the Max, the most forgiving, a neutral ball flight, Max D, if you draw the ball, Max LS, the low spin model, that's for the better players. If you really want to change your game, you need to go Rogue. Find your Rogue ST fairway woods at CallawayGolf.com/GoRogue.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.